This is Dr. Minha. So I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name Burton Younes, BERTONYOUNES. Date of birth 05/10/1975. Date of appointment January 26, 2023. Requesting physician David Lai, DAVIDLIU. Dear Dr. Lai, I have the pleasure of seeing Burton Younes in my office today. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 47-year-old. Caucasian man who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 10/14/2022 because of the recurrent fall. His blood pressure was high in the emergency room. He was seen by cardiologist. He stopped talking in the emergency room. But he was moving his four extremities. MRI of the brain done, we showed numerous small foci of acute ischemia all over the brain. Patient also developed pneumonia in the hospital. He went to the St. Johnsville nursing home. Today he is here for follow-up. He did not have any seizure. Still he cannot speak. He can move his extremities, but he came into the office in a Barco lounger. Past medical history, chronic hypertensive urgency, chronic kidney disease, non-compliance with the medication, stroke, recurrent fall, urinary retention, alcohol abuse, history of aneurysm, anxiety, arthritis, GERD, hypertension, hyperkalemia, history of seizure, history of encephalopathy. Past surgical history, colonoscopy and endoscopy, family history, positive for hypertension, social history, does not smoke cigarette, he has a history of alcohol abuse, medication, amlodipine, aspirin, atorvastatin 40 milligram, chlorthiridine, ferrous sulfate, Keppra 500 milligram, in the morning, lisinopril, magnesium, carvedilol, neurontin, nexium, potassium chloride, clonidine, एलर्जी टू हेपरिन एंड ऑक्सीमेटाजोलोन. रिव्यू ऑफ द सिस्टम. आई पर्सनली रिव्यू द जनरल स्किन मेटाबॉलिक एंडोक्राइन आइज ईयर नोज थ्रोट pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he cannot speak, he can move four extremities. Physical examination, blood pressure 90 over 70, heart rate 70, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound, present next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4. Plantar responses are extensor on both sides. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait, he cannot walk, he came in a chair. Assessment and plan. ...47-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Multiple small stroke bilaterally. Number 2, epilepsy. Number 3, aphasia. Number 4, history of alcohol abuse. Number 5, anxiety. Next paragraph. Is MRI of the brain done on 10-15-2022 shows numerous multiple small stroke. He was seen by cardiologist. Is EEG done on 6-6-2022 is normal. At this time, I will continue the aspirin and atorvastatin. Please continue the physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. Continue the Keppra for seizure. I would like to see him back in my office in 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.